This week on Minnesota Native News, new help to prevent sex trafficking on reservations, Red Lake GED prep goes mobile, and teens learn traditional gardening with ancient seeds.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center is launching a program to help tribes prevent sex trafficking on reservations. Linda Eaglespeaker is with the organization. She says one element in the curriculum is teaching tribes about identifiers.
Trying to identify what does a victim look like, what does a predator look like. It'll also help like their security at casinos to identify what are you looking for.
Eaglespeaker says it's important for tribes to know which members are most vulnerable to trafficking.
The ones that are having the most difficulty in your communities, you'll notice them in your youth groups, in your welfare systems. They're the most troubled youth because a recruiter, which is usually a young girl, will come into your home reservation to recruit those specific people.
The Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center plans to work with tribes who express interest in receiving the training. A Red Lake Nation Employment Agency is taking its GED prep program on the road. Oshki Matatata has started a GED prep class for employees at Seven Clans Casino in Red Lake. Jerry Loud is the executive director of the agency. He says this class can reach employees who wouldn't travel to attend a class.
You know, we're about 10 to 15 miles away from the casino. Well, even that, if when somebody gets off of work, they're going to go home just like you and I, right? Just relax, enjoy life, and then go back to work.
Employees can get paid for taking the class. Red Lake Nation offers to pay 5 hours of education every week for all tribal members. Loud says his agency staff is working with the casino to get the program up and running smoothly. A group of teenagers are just wrapping up their summer work at the Dream of Wild Health Farm in Hugo, Minnesota. The four-week program called Garden Warriors teaches teenagers about growing traditional foods and how to cook and sell what they grow. Reporter Melissa Townsend met up with one of the farmers.
Jesse Corderor is a 17-year-old young man with long, dark hair that falls over his shoulders.
I was coming out of a bad spot in freshman year, and I wasn't really doing anything with my life. I was just sitting playing video games, and my dad came in one day.
And basically told him he was about to spend his summer on a farm.
And I was like, okay, Dad.
And for 3 summers now, Corderor has worked with ancient seeds from the garden's collection, farming in organic and traditional ways. The seeds were donated to the Dream of Wild Health Farm by Oneida elder Cora Baker, and Corderor would like his own collection one day.
Whatever career I choose, I hope to save the seed and grow it.
Farm staff teach cooking classes so teens can cook what they grow. Jesse's favorite dish is fried rice.
If I have like the best ingredients, I'll use wild rice, liquid aminos, teriyaki sauce, veggies. That's the best part about fried rice. You can throw in whatever meat or veggies you like in there.
He says his eating habits have changed since working on the farm, but not completely.
Well, I can't lie. I haven't swore off Mountain Dew forever, but I now, you know, look at what's in there, and I am shocked and scared.
There have been other changes in his life as well. Without going into specifics, I ask if he still faces the same problems he had when he was a freshman.
Well, they're always there, you know, no matter how far down the road you are, you know, you're never that far from the ditch, but I've learned a lot more.
Corderor plans to return to the garden again next summer. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
An exhibit about African Native Americans at historic Fort Snelling in Minneapolis has been extended through October. The exhibit is called Indivisible, African Native American Lives in the Americas. It explores the shared history of subjugation and also ways Native Americans and African Americans have shared a struggle for self-determination. Matt Cassidy is a program specialist for the fort. He says the exhibit can broaden understanding of people central to the establishment of the Twin Cities.
Jim Thompson is an example, a man who was enslaved here at the fort, a place where slavery was outlawed, and gains his freedom, and then marries a Dakota woman, raises a family. Jim Thompson became one of the original settlers that helped form the city of St. Paul.
Cassidy says it has opened eyes to think about Thompson's accomplishments in a new light. The exhibit is from Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.